Features tab. And I just want to personally thank you for joining me tonight. It was great information. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up in the next hour, stay with us for the Opera Box, followed at 8 o'clock by A Classic Monday.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by Ars Nova Singers, presenting Voices and Viols, a concert of Renaissance music, in collaboration with String a Concert Gamba. Performances in Boulder and Denver on Friday, February 25th and 26th. More information at arsnovasingers.org.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and today an opera that you don't get to hear very often, Mark Blitstein's Regina. Mark Blitstein himself was a rather amazing composer who lived an incredible life here in the United States. He was born in Philadelphia, and as he said, he had three strikes against him. One, he was a Jew, and two, he was a communist, and three, he was a, quote, homo composer, close quote. Mark Blitstein wrote a lot of musicals and operas that had a lot to do with his communist philosophy, and Regina is about a very nasty family. Regina is one of the members of that family. Her daughter is, in the beginning, singing with two black singers, Addie and Cal, singing a spiritual with some jazz thrown in. Regina's daughter, Alexandra, is joining in, but then Regina appears and demands that they stop. And Regina gets very excited when she finds out that she may be in the will of one of her family members. But we're going to hear Act 3 now, where Horace, Alexandra, Addie, and Bertie are sitting quietly together in the living room. The other female characters have left the room, and Regina appears. Horace tells her that the bonds are missing from his safe deposit box. That nasty Regina realizes that her brothers are responsible for the theft of the bonds. She's jubilant at the thought that she will be able to use this knowledge against them. Horace thwarts her by telling her that he will maintain he lent the bonds to Ben and Oscar. Regina taunts him into having a heart attack, refuses to help when he struggles to reach his medicine. Horace has collapsed on the landing. She calls for Cal and Addie to carry him to his room. Ben, Oscar, and Leo enter. Regina confronts them with their crime and threatens to put them in jail if they don't agree to give her 75% of the business. Alexandra and Addie come slowly down the stairs. It's clear that Horace is already dead. Ben and Oscar have no choice but to agree to Regina's demands. Everyone leaves except for Alexandra and Regina, and Alexandra tells her mother that she, too, is going away. Regina realizes that she no longer has the power to dominate her daughter, and that henceforth she'll be alone with her money and nothing else. Catherine Szczesinski is Regina, along with Angelina Rowe, Sherry Greenwald, Teresa Merritt, Samuel Raimi, Timothy Noble, James Maddalena, David Kubler, and others, the Angel Band and the Chamber Trio, the Scottish Opera Chorus, the Scottish Opera Orchestra, conducted by John Mauseri. Let's listen to the third and final act of Blitstein's Regina on KGNU's Opera Box.
John, let's dance.
Wish men would, is a goal. You remember, said we might pay.
Dear lady, I really must go now.
Must you?
You know, your brothers make me feel quite old. They're so wonderfully eager and vigorous in their dealings.
Oh, we're just a grabbing family, all of us.
Not you.
Yes, me too.
Well then, goodbye, dear business partner. I'm truly glad it's settled at last.
Settled? Of course.
I'll get your hat, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ben, what did he mean, it's settled?
Ladies and gentlemen, gallop. Gallop.
Well, I must go now. I'm driving Marshall to the station.
You're not going. I want to talk to you.
There's nothing to talk about. It's all fixed. Marshall's got his money.
Marshall's got... What do you mean?
Just that. Contract's all signed.
You are lying. You are trying to scare me. You haven't got that.
From you.
Wait, you!
It's a great day when you and Ben cross swords.
Papa, let's go in.
And so you'll not have your millions after all.
Pause, what is it?
Because they don't need you.
Mama!
I'll tell you why I made it so.
nice quiet day. It's a nice quiet rain. Make a quiet day.
That isn't it. That isn't it.
That isn't it. That isn't it.
That isn't it.
That isn't it. Listen to the rain. It's jazz in the Angel Band.
Thank you. Daddy, take Xan away.
How can I do that?
I'll fix it so they can't stop you. Take her away from here. Pretty soon there'll be nobody but you to help her. You'll go, Addie?
Yes, sir. I promise.
I'm having a new will made. I always wanted to leave you something for yourself.
A colored woman in a white man's will? I'd never get it nohow, Mr. Horace.
I know. In the armoire drawer upstairs, there's $1,700 bills. It's in an envelope with your name. It's for you.
$1,700? My God, Mr. Horace, I won't know how to count up that high. It's mighty kind and good of you. I don't know what to say for thanks.
Don't take that box away, Addie. I want it to stay there, right where Mr. Manders left it this morning. You understand?
Yes, sir.
We had agreed that you were to stay in your part of the house and I in mine. I'll get Cal to take you upstairs.
Regina, did you understand what happened last night?
I think so.
Come and look in this safe deposit box. Go on. I had $88,000 worth of bonds in that box. They're not there now.
What are you talking about?
We've invested our money in Hubbard Sons and Marshall after all.
When did you change your mind?
I didn't. It was invested for us. Those bonds are like money.
What kind of joke are you playing now?
I sent for the box this morning. The bonds were gone. $88,000 gone.
Where'd they go to?
Well, they're with Mr. Marshall, I should guess. Leo took the bonds.
I don't believe it.
This fine gentleman who nearly married your daughter took the key, opened the box, and stole them. Last night, during the party, he stole them for Oscar and for Ben, of course, too. That's why Ben was so happy.
How could they be such fools? This sounds like a fine story.
Couldn't it?
To hold over their heads.
Regina. I'm not going to hold it over their heads. I'm going to let them keep the bonds as a loan from you.
What? Something about that.
You won't do anything because you can't. I'll simply say we lent them the bonds.
You would do that?
In my new will, I'm leaving you just those bonds, and that's all. There's nothing you can do. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this house. I'm sick of my whole life here. And I am sick of your brothers, their small dirty tricks to make a dime. It's about time you were stopped. Yes, it's about time. For you wrecked the town, you and your brothers. You wrecked the town and live on it.
It's not my fault I'm dying, but why?
did you marry me?
Just said it was a sudden attack, and then went...
Where is he? When did it happen?
Upstairs. I just found out.
You think we should go up?
I don't know.
But he was all right.
What's that?
What's what? Oh, my God.
Is it?
Is it what?
You ass. Put it down. Don't touch it again. Is it the same box?
Of course it's the same box.
That box? That it knows, Ben.
Shut up. I'm thinking.
You're thinking? I do the dirty work and then you
can... I'm remembering that, Leo. Did he tell Regina? That's what I want to know.
Sure he would have told...
What happened?
He's had a bad attack. How is he? Can we go up?
He's not conscious.
It's that bad? Where's Dr. Sloan? Can't he be found quickly, just once? Just once?
I don't think there's much for him to do.
Oh, don't say that. He's come through attacks before. Oh, you don't feel well.
No, I don't. Horace told me about the bonds this afternoon.
What do you mean? What bonds?
Horace's bonds? His Union Pacific bonds?
Yes.
Well, what about them?
He said that Leo had stolen the bonds and given them to you.
That's ridiculous. Regina, absolutely.
I don't know what you're talking about. What would I do with any bonds? Why would I do...
Is it good enough that he stole them from me? Do I have to listen to this in the bargain?
You are talking...
I didn't steal anything.
Would
I don't...
You ask them to stop that, please?
We're starting at the wrong end, Regina. What did Horace tell you?
That Leo had stolen the bond.
I didn't steal any.
Then he said he was going to pretend he had lent them to you as a present from me to my brothers. There was nothing I could do about it. So, I'm very badly off, you see.
You shouldn't feel that way. It can all be explained and adjusted. It isn't as bad as that.
Oh, so you at least admit the bonds were stolen?
I admit no such thing. Maybe Horace made up the story to punish you. Punish you! We'll have all this out on a more appropriate day. I think maybe we ought to drive out and see if we can get Dr. Morris.
I think you had better stay and sit down.
We'll be back with Dr. Morris. Now, don't you worry, and I promise
you. You will come back in this room and sit down. I have something more to say. Come back, Oscar. You too, Leo.
Since when do I take orders from you? So much of everything. Now affection smile is a catching smile and will get you mighty far. Not that greedy look, not the greedy girl you are. Take away that horrid frown and smooth your little forehead down. Things you're thinking of, tell your guiding star above you. No one will ever love
you. I'm smiling.
Horace lent us all those bonds. You hear me? Learn to make threats when you can carry them through. We'll say goodbye now. Take the buggy and we'll be on.
What? Alexandra.
Yesterday, when he first came here.
Yes, that's true. The whole town loved and respected him.
Suggestion?
No, he
you can draw up the papers tomorrow. You're a good loser, Ben. I like that.
Well, I ask myself, what good will it do to get mad and tear my hair? You and I ain't sour people like us. We don't aim to fret and stew. We got good digestion still. If I lose my shirt, then I lose my shirt, and I move to a new affair. I was never a discourage or despair. A century is turning, opening up so big, so grand, and hundreds of others just like us. What's a sick man doing on a staircase anyway? Now I smile as I ask such a question. That's just my good digestion. See you tomorrow, Regina.
Oh, yes, certainly. You'll be sort of working for me now.
Alexandra, you're turning out to be a right interesting girl.
Well, good night.
What do you want to talk to me about, Alexandra?
It stopped raining.
What?
Because
Mama.
Third and final act of Mark Blitzstein's Regina. Regina here sung by Catherine Szyszynski. We also heard Angelina Rowe, Sherry Greenwald, Teresa Merritt, Samuel Ramey, Timothy Noble, James Maddalena, David Kubler, Bruce Hubbard, and others. This is a performance with John Mauseri conducting the Scottish Opera Orchestra and Scottish Opera Chorus as well. Regina by Mark Blitzstein, or at least the like I said, the last act of it. That brings us up to just about the end of our Opera Box program today. This is the first time, actually, I've heard it, and it certainly is an unusual work, and it's, I think, one that I hope someday I get to hear in some kind of college production or something like that, because I think it would be worth hearing this one live. Just a reminder that coming up, there are some great performances at the Vilar Performing Arts Center, both of them involving Deborah Voigt. And so if you go up there on the 13th of February, you'll get to see a show that she's kind of a one-act show or a one-person show that Deborah Voigt stars in called Voigt Lessons. And it's about her life, which was not an easy one. And it's a mixture of humor and tragedy almost. And then an evening with Deborah Voigt, that's part of the Winter VPAC Classical Series. And she will be singing probably Wagner and Strauss and some of the other big voice works, and then also some easier tunes as well. So you'll want to go to vvf.org to find out information about those upcoming performances. Also coming up, the Denver Lyric Opera Guild sponsoring Louise Kunter Masterclass for performances in the competition for Colorado Singers. That's on Saturday, February 4th at 9, and it kind of begins their whole process of the Denver Lyric Opera Guild's competitions for the year. The Emerald City Opera presenting the world premiere of a new version of Michael Ching's Speed Dating tonight, a version with both added and older material as well. And that's taking place in the beginning of February. Marcia Reganetti is one of the singers in this, going through the 2nd through the 4th at the Steamboat Art Depot in Steamboat Springs. And finally, community performances by Boulder Opera of the Firebringers, Chapelle Kingsland, will be Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Auditorium in Longmont, Sunday, February 5th at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. at the Louisville Center for the Arts, and Saturday, February 11th, 12 and 2 at the Canyon Theater in Boulder, Saturday, February 25th at the Center for Musical Arts in Lafayette. I'm Chris Moore. This is KGNU's Opera Box. And come back next week. Every Monday at 7 o'clock, either I or Ron Nadell will be here to bring you some great opera. Thanks for listening.
And you are tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Very good evening to you. This is EC with Michael.
Nice to be here. Gosh, it's been a little while. October, I guess, was our last show together.
Okay. That's so last year.
That's so last year, yeah.
What's in store this evening?
Well, we're going to maybe touch on a few themes that are certainly in our thinking over the time since we were here last in October. We're going to be looking at some music from composers from the Holocaust as a memorial to this weekend's anniversary. Weekend's honoring of victims of the Holocaust. And we're also going to be looking at composers who both immigrated to the U.S. and those who could not.
Very good. But to start us out, this is a little different, right?
Well, it's a piece by Poulenc, who we can talk about him after the piece and why he matters in this context. But yeah, we've both been pretty happy with this recording from our friend Candice Mowbray, guitarist on the East Coast from the D.C. area. She has a new CD out titled Reverie, and we've been giving this a lot of play. It was a nice one of our nicer discs from 2016. So why don't we start with Poulenc's Serbum pour Guitare, dedicated to Ida Presti.